Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, and it is Wednesday. We're into October, guys. It's starting to rain out here in California a little bit. We've had a little early storm coming through, but then I think it's going to go right back to beautiful sunny days. Going into fall, Halloween's coming. My youngest son is almost five. He turns five on October 22nd. And man, he's getting excited. It's birthday time. It's birthday party time. Man, I wish we could all get excited about life like he is. He is just, you know, just a big ball of excitement. I mean, truly and honestly, he brings so much joy to all of us that are so fortunate to be part of his little life and what he does every day. But that is not what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk about focus a little bit and how to like really hone in on what you want in that ultimate focus, that laser focus. You know, as Tony Robbins said, you know, I was listening to a story about him and his son the other day, and his son was diagnosed with something, and these doctors came up and said, you know, we have an option to take this medication or this medication. And his son asked him, you know, what meditation or medication should I take? And Tony looks at his son and goes, you know what? Whichever one you think you should take. But when you take it, make sure you are absolutely sure down deep in your soul that this is going to work, right? Laser focus that no matter what, this is going to cure me, right? And so the moral of that story is, right, is it's not about what we do on a day-to-day, right? And it's not about what we take. It's not about the actions we go forth with. But it's having that absolute certainty that we're going to win, that we're going to succeed, that we're really going to get to that next level of life. Because when you have that laser focus and you are just so heart set on succeeding at whatever it is we're doing, guys, you will succeed. You just have to have absolute certainty. And absolute certainty is something that we can have, right? We just have to constantly train our minds to not let that negative talk win. Always stay positive. Always stay positive and always know down deep inside. I mean, and that's really, really hard to do. It's hard for all of us to do. It's hard for Tony Robbins to do, and he's a master, right? But if we can get that absolute certainty in our day-to-day of what we're doing is getting us to our goal, the universe will make it happen. It will happen. We will get to our goals. We will live our dreams. The universe wants to give. It wants to give us so much, but you won't get until you are ready to receive, right? And that's a hard one to say. You're like, man, I'm ready to receive now. Hey, I feel you. I'm ready to receive now, right? But with absolute certainty, I know I'm on the right track and I have a plan. And this is part of my plan, right? And these podcasts I do every day with you guys, these are part of my plan. Part of the bigger picture, getting me to that spot I want to be, getting me to become that public speaker and really that inspirator and motivator and, you know, really coach kinda, but I'm not trying to be a life coach, right? You know, I live a beautiful life, and I would love you to live a beautiful life as well. But as for like life coach, it's hard to do. Like, I can't tell you, you know, I can guide you, you know, on how to get to your dreams. But if you don't want to put in the effort, nobody's going to be able to help us, right? If we don't put in the effort, no one's going to be able to help us. We have to put in the effort, and it's going to be hard, and there's going to be bad days, and there's going to be really good days, but there's going to be bad days. And as these bad days come, it's not how what happens to you, it's how you react to what happens to you, right? So if you have a bad day, it's how you deal with it. Do you let that bad day flow into the next day? Do you let that bad 5 minutes flow into the next 3 hours of your day? And then, you know, snowball effect, right? And that's that negative energy, you know, overriding that positive energy and just making more bad come our way, one way or another, right? And that's where that focus is, and that absolute certainty of whatever I'm doing right now is what I'm supposed to be doing. Whatever problems I'm having right now, I'm meant to have and I'm meant to solve, because we're all solution-based, right? We're not problem-based. Man, it's not a problem. We just haven't found the solution yet, right? And once we get on that track, we're in the going the right direction, right? Because there are no failures. There are only learning experiences. And how many times have you thought back on your life like, man, that was a complete failure, but you learned a great lesson from it, right? I know I have. I do all the time, right? Some of the hardest days of my life have taught me some of the best lessons of my life. You know, rather it be trust, love, you know, really just work ethic, right? Sometimes we do things that aren't the brightest, right? Sometimes we overthink stuff, you know, but it's all part of that learning experience. And it's only hindering, right, if we continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, because they're not really going to come. Try something new. Get outside. Think outside the box. If you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your thinking and changing your focus. You have to start by really, really focusing on what you want, getting a plan, and sticking to it, right? I met a guy a couple summers ago, right? And he just walks around with a big old smile on his face because he had his plan and he stuck to it. And when I asked him for advice, that's all he said. He said, "Zach, I had a plan when I was 22 years old. I had a plan of where I wanted to be. My brothers, he comes from a pretty big family. My brothers and sisters, they didn't have a plan. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't really have focus, right? He said, I had a plan. I knew what I was doing. And I worked every day to get to that goal. And I put my monies away every day, right? And I knew every day when I went to this not so pretty job that I was doing it to live a beautiful life when I'm 50, right? And that's what he does now. I think he's like 57 and he's been retired for, you know, quite a few years, jumping from beach to beach and house to house, right? And he owns houses like all over the world. It's really cool, right? But he had a plan. His brother and sisters, they're still working. They're still working, different jobs, right? And still trying to figure out, hey, how'd you become so successful? We all came from the same family. And that was it. He had his plan. He had his plan. He worked on his plan. He stuck to his plan, right? It doesn't take as long as we think, you know? The whole, right, working for 50 years, right, to get 11 years free, right? Life expectancy is like 78 average, right? And you work till 65? Yeah, that's not a very good plan, right? So, you know, if we stack a little bit away every day, we can get to our plan. You know, there's that cool thing that Tony teaches you as well, is that whole compound interest stuff, right? And if you start compounding your interest, it grows relatively quickly, quicker than you could ever do saving, right? And so this isn't a financial podcast by any means, but it is a successful podcast. We all want to succeed, and it starts with a plan. It starts with a plan, and then it takes action. Action, guys. Action every day. And when you don't want to do it is when you need to focus on your plan the most. That's what makes winners. That's the secret sauce, right? That's what makes us better than the next guy. None of us are better than another person, but we can be more focused. We can have that laser focus, and we can have more determination and know we're going to succeed no matter what happens, right? Everything. We're not failing. We're learning. We're learning every day. We're making our lives what we want. Find your plan. Stick to it. Write it down. Put it everywhere. Put it on your mirrors when you brush your teeth. Put it on your dashboard when you drive to work, right? And come home from work. Put it on your refrigerator when you go into the fridge to get something to eat, or, right, start making dinner. Put it in multiple places and read that thing aloud. And when you start getting, you know, kind of used to it being there, change the color of the paper. Change something in it, right? Put reminders on your phone. Put different ringtones, right? All, everything to trick your subconscious to remembering your plan and staying laser focused, guys. Laser focused. So, hey, you know me. I know you. Love you all. Stay positive. Keep smiling, right? Every day is the best day of our lives, right? No bad days. We're going to have problems, but we're going to find solutions. We will fail. Nah, we're not going to fail. We're going to learn. Have a great day, guys. I'm Zach Brinkman. You've been listening to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I am the Dadpreneur. And I will talk to you.